Colombia has the worst income inequality in Latin America. Its new leftist president Gustavo Petro has proposed to gradually increase tax revenue by hiking income taxes from the wealthiest Colombians, increasing export tariffs on oil and gas, closing loopholes for tax evaders, and as well as taxing ultra-processed food, sugary drinks, and plastics. His plan will eventually raise $11.5 billion a year to government coffers in an effort to add funds to the anti-poverty programs that Petro proposed during his political campaign. The Colombian Minister of Finances, José Antonio Campo, defended the reforms. Some 10,000 Colombians will be now subject to the new taxation law if approved.
We have two challenges, to finish the fiscal adjustment and, on the other hand, to finance the programs of the new government, which is a task that we have to start evaluating to see in what order we can start, what can be financed, and how gradually.
The tax bill will force Colombians to declare their assets at their current value, unlike the old law, which allowed them to report assets at the original purchase price. That includes assets such as stocks, bonds, and real estate. Petro's proposal has prompted alarm in the country's private sector and political elite, who argue the tax will dampen investment, push up creators out of the country, and potentially deepen poverty. Miguel Uribe, the leader of the Economic Commission in the House of Representatives, is perhaps the biggest critic of the reform.
The best way to fight inequality is to improve the targeting of spending. The government needs to tell us what the money is for. It is absurd that they are starting the term and they come to tell us that they need money, but they do not know what for. What they want is pocket money and petty cash. But we can't write a blank check to a government that hasn't told us what its priorities are.
Lawmakers have put pressure on the government to change its dividend and capital gain tax proposals, which will significantly impact proposed tax revenue. Finance Minister Ocampo said in response to the pushback that next week he will present changes to his initial plan. Ocampo also announced earlier this week he's gonna start reducing fuel subsidies in order to lower the budget deficit. That will cause gasoline prices to rise, which is always a risky political proposition. Pierre Onzaga Ramírez is an architect and political activist. He says that the reform does not represent the change he voted for. He explains that, on the contrary, the reform will affect the poorest people in the country.
250,000 shopkeepers in the country are at risk of losing their stores because Petro's administration wants to impose a tax from 2 to 11% on their small businesses. And the products that are packaged in plastic, that is, rice, sugar, grains, and salt, will have an increase as a result of the plastic tax and the new prices of gasoline. Everything is going to cost us more.
About 40% of the population, some 20 million people in Colombia, live in poverty. COVID-19 and the war in Ukraine and its disruption of supply chains have exacerbated the cost of living in the country. Last year, another tax reform proposal from Petro's predecessor, Iván Duque, ignited months of anti-government protests, which became symbolic of deeper social unrest and endemic inequalities. If the new tax reform is approved by Congress as such, it will mark a major early legislative victory for Petro, who has a majority in his favor. Conservative activists are calling for a national mobilization on September 26 to ask the government to withdraw the proposed reform. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, Alexandra Ruiz, in Bogotá, Colombia.